You were just up in Long Island for a nice vacation.
Yes.
You ever been to Rockaway Beach?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Rockaway Beach.
Yeah, my mother used to spend summers in Rockaway Beach. Yeah. That's where Al McGuire's from.
Al McGuire. That's right. That's right. Rockaway Beach.
They had a bar called McGuire's at the beach.
How ironically named. That's good.
His family bar.
That's outstanding. So a Queens man, this is just sort of an indicator of where we are in the country. And this is why I say sometimes I wish the people of 1964 would come back and would help us out.
I'm
talking about grown
62.
Men in 1960, like full grown man in 1960.
I was just out of diapers. Hopefully.
Keep your Saturday night to yourself. So here's a Queens man went swimming at Rockaway Beach during the heat wave last weekend and ended up getting arrested and dragged off the beach in handcuffs for swimming past the beach closing. Swimmers are required to leave the water at 6 p.m. when the lifeguard shifts end. Andre Velasquez was in the water at 7 p.m. on Friday when the Parks Department officers called out to him. When he refused their request to see his driver's license, they threw him to the ground and handcuffed him, hauled him off barefoot and shirtless as other people on the beach were watching. A video taken from the scene as he's escorted away in handcuffs shows Velasquez asking, "I am not allowed to be in nature?" It was baffling and traumatizing. He said he didn't see the signs that prohibited swimming. He only noticed them after the officers removed a covering from one of them. The sign was covered.
Undercover cops.
That's right.
New definition.
The Parks Department did not return a request for comments, but they took him away and like he was an insurrectionist. He was in the water. You and I both know 7 p.m. It's as bright outside as it is right now.
He had to be wearing a Speedo and shouldn't have been.
No.
Maybe he had too much hair on his back.
Whoa, no.
Hey.
It's the ocean. It's not a swimming pool. I mean, that's you can go. You got a lot more options when you're in
Do
the
you?
Ocean. Hell, without a doubt.
Really?
Oh.
Where's that written?
It doesn't have to be written. Freedom is the default position. You see what I'm saying?
Freedom's a position?
Freedom is the default position. Tyranny
for whom?
Has to be instilled. We are born free. Did you ever see The Lion? I mean, this
The Lion?
Born free.
Is that a movie?
That's it. I mean, it's incredible. This guy goes out to the beach. They tell him, get out of the water. Now, I would
The question is, when you're in your Speedo, where do you keep the driver's license?
I'm not wearing a Speedo, and I don't think he was either.
Not wearing a Speedo?
I'm not wearing a Speedo.
Do you wear a Speedo?
Never.
Never?
I'm a grown man.
Have you ever worn a Speedo?
Never. I'm a grown man.
No, wait. No, 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 no. That's not. That has nothing to do with it. Have you ever worn a Speedo?
No.
Seriously.
No. Why would I own something like that?
I wore a Speedo. I was on a swim team as a kid. We had, lifeguards wore Speedos.
Board shorts. I wear board shorts.
Oh, where are you from, really? El Paso or Boston?
Born in Boston, and I grew up in El Paso, Texas.
But you act like you're California, grew up in...
Some board shorts aren't California only. People have board shorts down at Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
I mean, they got...
Birdwell britches. Those were the first... I remember wearing Birdwell britches in 1980. Anyway.
So at any rate, this guy's out there swimming. All he's doing is swimming.
Yeah, but it says you're not allowed to swim past 6 o'clock. It's a rule.
I'm in the water. I'm not on the land.
There's,
I'm wet foot, dry foot.
You ever go over now with GPS, you go over a bridge, and you're over the bridge, in the middle of the bridge, and all of a sudden, it says, welcome to New Jersey. Or
He's in the water.
New York.
Okay, but he's out in the water.
So if you touched, if you're in the water but you're touching the ground, is then you breaking the law?
I'm swimming down away from the lifeguards. Okay, and I'm out there, and now all of a sudden they're telling me to get out of the water, and I'm like, I don't hear, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm in the water. I'm in the water. You want to come out and try to get me? I'm in the water.
Right. Nah, 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 nah.
And I'm staying out there until they leave.
Yeah, and then you become?
Chum.
Water.
You become
chumly. Chumly.
You're chum at that point. Here come the crabs. Shower down.
Was that West Side Story, the Westies and the Sharks? Sharks and the...
Jets.
Jets.
When you're a Jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. Yes. 704-570-1110. Who do we got coming up next? Bob Costello?
Bob Costello.
Attorney?
Attorney.
We're going to get his thoughts on this raid that just took place in Mar-a-Lago. He's a very esteemed attorney, and I'm looking forward to hearing from him. News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Boomer Von Cannon, already one segment in, I got Coach questioning me about me wearing Speedos. I own no Speedos. I don't have any Speedos. I've never been a Speedo guy. You know what I'm saying?
Boomer? Boomer? You?
No.
Boomer.
I have not. I haven't played that yet.
He's wearing them right now.
Shots fired.
Kaboom!